Why are we here today in this victory night? Number one, it is an outreach program, and we are supposed to be inviting people to join us to celebrate the victory. And number two, it is to celebrate the victories that God has given to us as individuals. Now, why victory? Why victory? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. The Bible says, "For we wrestle, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So, there is a wrestling bout that is going on spiritually, projected against us by principalities, by powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness. They also have their agents. I always say I'm a messenger of God, and I am an agent of God. That is how the devil has agents that are operating round about. And we are in consistent wrestling with them. But I thank God for victory that our Christ, our Lord, has given to us. But I shall be sharing tonight on the hidden weapons of our warfare. For we wrestle. But there are weapons that God has ordained for us as kingdom children to enjoy victory and to maximize it. To enjoy victory. I'm just going to talk about two of them briefly. There are other kingdom weapons that God has put in our hands, available and clear in scriptures, that we are supposed to be tapping into to take delivery of our victories. But I will just talk about two of them. Now, why hidden weapons? Everything valuable on earth is hidden. You don't find gold on the surface. You need to dig deep to locate gold. And so, with oil and gas, very valuable things, but they are not found in the surface. Now, some of these things we already know, but there is something God wants to drop in our spirit today. Because there is a requirement of some element of work. That is what I mean by you don't find them on the surface. There is a requirement of some element of work for you to operate these kingdom weapons. Kingdom weapons. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 to 6, the Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare, though we wrestle, but we have a weapon for our warfare. They are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself above against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." "Being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Brethren, the first weapon of our kingdom victory is the weapon of obedience. Somebody say obedience. Obedience. I say it like you mean it, say obedience. Obedience may be costly, but the price, the end result, is priceless. But except you understand that you're walking in obedience to the word of God is an instrument of victory that God has delivered to you, you may not take walking in obedience seriously. You may just be taking it casually. Now, so many people have taken obedience casually and they have ended as casualties, being confronted by these principalities and powers and kingdom of darkness agents that are projecting arrows. They end as casualties. That will not be you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Obedience of faith to word of God delivers noiseless victory. What do I mean? There are some victories that you don't need to pray too much about it. You just obey into it. You see, there are times that we pray so much about unnecessary things. We cry unto God, and God will be pointing us to the instrument of obedience to secure the victory that we desire. So, it may not be necessary to pray about everything. You see, that is why so many people spend time in praying personal needs. If you are walking in obedience, you see yourself, you forget about your needs because you know God will take care of them, and you focus on kingdom needs. You see yourself naturally operating on Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Please note, as God's children, we are always in battle, just like I've said before. Christianity, our Christian walk, is not the absence of battles. Battles are there, and God is aware of it. That is why He has prepared instruments for us to take delivery of our victories. And that is what we are talking about today. However, for us to enjoy outstanding victories, we must understand, like we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 4 to 6, your obedience must be complete. Partial obedience has no foothold in this kingdom. Obedience to the will of God and to His word. Therefore, what are some of these men in scriptures that simply obey into their God-ordained blessing? Before we go, you see Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. It says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." So, from where we just read, one of the requirements for our walking our high places is obedience. Diligent obedience. That means putting your best into obeying God. Verse 7 said in that scripture, verse 7 of it says, "And the Lord will cause the enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you." Just by diligently obeying. Just by diligently obeying. He said, He will cause those enemies that rise up against you to be smiting before you without you shooting an arrow. Just on account of obedience. As we go forward, you see the children of Israel, they were face to face with the Red Sea, which we know. But you see, what they needed was not to take up arms against Pharaoh that was coming behind them, or the Red Sea that was in front of them. All they needed was just to obey for access. And how? God said to them, "Why are you crying unto me?" Exodus 14:15. Say to the children of Israel that they go forward. Simple obedience. Just go forward. And then to Moses, "Stretch forth thy rod and part the sea." Did the sea part or not? It parted hither and thither on account of obedience. What else? Joshua chapter 6, from verse 1 to 27. The Bible said the wall of Jericho came down flat without the children of Israel having to shoot an arrow. Those walls that you may be seeing around you, looking as if they don't want you to go forward. What you need is obedience of faith. And you see, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30, the Bible said, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down flat after they were compassed about 7 days. Now, how did this go? Go round the wall once every day. On the seventh day, go 7 times. And then, at my command, blow the trumpet. They didn't need to shoot an arrow. All they needed was just to obey God. They blew the trumpet and they shouted, as God said. And the wall sank. The wall of Jericho sank. It naturally sank. Why? Because they obeyed. They obeyed. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20 to 24. We see the story of Jehoshaphat confronted by 3 nations amongst other ones. And as they prayed and cried to God, they appointed singers as was instructed by the prophet of God. And the Bible said in verse 24, and when Judah came towards the watchtower, after they sang and praised God, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth just by obeying God. They didn't need to shoot an arrow. That is what God is saying to us today. That battle, the victory we are looking unto God for, demands dogged obedience. Dogged obedience. Dogged obedience. What about the marriage at Cana in John chapter 2? All Jesus needed from them was just their obedience. Fill the water pot with water. Take from it and go and give to the host of the ceremony. And the Bible said, on account of that obedience, they took delivery of the sweetest wine ever. So much so that the chairman of the occasion was asking, how come you are bringing the sweet wine now? They didn't need to go around the back town to look for, sorry, again, to look for wine to buy just by obeying God. They received the best wine ever. What is that area God is speaking to you about? Where are you missing it in the area of obedience? There is what the Bible makes us to understand to be the obedience of faith. For every tangible, feasible, practical victory, there is always an obedience of faith that God will demand. He said to Abraham, go to Mount Moriah, 3 days' journey to where I will show you. Abraham took the lad on account of God demanding for him to be sacrificed. 3 days to know whether Abraham would change his mind. He was walking first day, second day, third day. He saw the mountain ahead. Obedience of faith. And upon arriving there, he made move to offer Isaac. The Bible said, God said, hold it there. But because you have done this, Abraham, by myself have I sworn. In blessing, I will bless you. See, Abraham did not need to cry unto God, oh God, bless me. God, bless me. He simply obeyed God into it. May God release upon us grace to obey him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God will always manifest himself to the obedient. God will always show himself strong to the obedient. You know, concerning Jesus, the Bible said, he obeyed unto death, And based on that obedience, God set his name above all else and took him to sit at his right hand. Obedience. How are you obeying God today? I mean, is that something that you give priority to? To obey God. Obedience, like I said, may be painful, but the end result is priceless. Finally, weapon of declaration. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26, the Bible said, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou, therefore, that thou mayest be justified. Declare that thou mayest be justified. Our mouth, this mouth you are seeing, is one of the most potent weapons that God has given to us. It is not just for eating and drinking. There is power in our tongue. There is power in our tongue. And our tongue is our most powerful weapon of warfare. Remember the story of Goliath and David. Goliath came against David in the name of his God. The Bible said he was cursing David in the name of his God. He was making declaration, enchantment, and divination. And David rose up and said, you may have come against me with sword and spear. Normally, he may have just looked at Goliath and said, who is this guy? Without saying anything. But he opened his mouth wide. He said, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Except you open your mouth wide, God will not be committed to deliver to you that your expectation. You see, sometimes, after praying for people, I used to tell them, say, I am healed. Shake your head, say, I'm healed. I had an encounter some time ago. He said, I'm still feeling the headache. How can you say, I'm healed? But what I simply needed was just for him to say, I am healed. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. While you are still tarrying in that situation, it is because you have not learned to verbalize it. You are still not seeing it. When you begin to decree what you want to see, it comes to pass. Do you know why the devil does not want you to see? Because Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and there are a lot of them, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has said shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. He shall have whatsoever. This was Jesus talking here. Whosoever shall say. He didn't say whosoever shall silent, shall be silent. My father in the faith will always say, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Nothing closes a man's destiny up like a closed mouth. Begin to speak what you want to see. I always like the opening chapter of scripture, Genesis chapter 1. For the earth was without form and void. Darkness was everywhere. And it was formless. God saw it that it was formless. But did God say, this earth is formless? No. God said what he wanted to see. Let there be light. And there was light. I and my wife, we had our own fair share of challenge of waiting unto God for children. I will rise up in the night and I'll lay my hand upon a stomach. Say, this stomach will carry children. This stomach will carry children and will bear children. I declared it. And we're taking steps. And we have all our children. Now, if you see the distance, you will know that there were some challenges. But we never stopped declaring. What you say is what God will confirm. Every time we pray, yes, but praying is not enough. You need to declare. There's a difference between praying. When you are praying, you are asking God. After praying, turn to the situation and declare what you want to see. Turn to yourself and speak to yourself what you want to experience. Let the weak say, I am what? Let the weak say, I am what? That is what God has ordained for us. Now, it is not about what you feel. It's about what you want to see. That is a potent instrument of victory. That is a potent instrument. Say it the way you want to see it, and you will see God confirm it like a dream of the night in the mighty name of Jesus. Numbers 14:28, as I'm rounding up, the Bible says, God was speaking, he said, say to them, and God is saying to somebody tonight, say to them, as I live, God was swearing by himself to tell you the potency of what you say before God. As I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do. What are you speaking in the ear of God? I don't have job. I don't have children. I am sick. What are you speaking? I don't understand what you are speaking. I don't have money in my pocket. We don't say we are sick. I am strong. What you are saying in the ear of God, God is hearing it every day. Say, okay, confirmed. Confirmed. Okay, so be it. Every negative word you may have spoken into your life, I reverse it to your glory and good in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth, God says, I will bind it in heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. Most of us have bound ourselves. We are shackled up like this by this mouth and this tongue. Pastor James said, this tongue, though the smallest member of the body, he said it can set the whole body on fire. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, Genesis chapter 2, verse 19. See what God did there to teach Adam a lesson. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what Adam would call them. And what follows? Whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was it. Adam, what is this? Lion. So be it. Adam, what is this one? This one is chicken. So be it. This is eagle. So be it. And so Adam named. That is how some of us, we have named things around us. What are you calling yourself? May the Lord help us in the mighty name of Jesus. You will begin to speak right from today. In the name of Jesus. We are going to rise up now to pray before we call for people that may need prayer. I don't know what you want to see, sir. We may pray with you. We may agree with you, even right now. But after this meeting tonight, what you are going to be saying will determine what will happen to us. Because if you cannot say it, you can never see it. But that will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, in these few minutes, generally, you are going to lift up your voice and say, Lord, every evil word I have spoken to tie myself down, I lose myself in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth, pray. Every evil word, every vain word I have spoken over my life, over my children, I have spoken concerning my job and career, every word I have used to tie myself, I lose myself today. You are fighting a battle already. You are engaging in battle already. Make sure you say it very well. I lose myself from every reproach of sickness. I am not sick. I am well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to lose yourself. Lose yourself. Everything wrong I may have spoken over my life, over my family, I lose them in the mighty name of Jesus. Word I may have spoken to tie myself down, to restrain me from going forward, today I lose it. I lose it in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You see, in the valley of dry bones, Ezekiel 36, God brought Ezekiel to the dry bone valley. And he said to Ezekiel, can this dry bone? Ezekiel said, sir, you are God. It's you that knows, sir. And God said, okay, let me tell you what you are supposed to be doing. Prophesy to this dry bone. And Ezekiel did. Afterwards, he stopped. He was not looking unto God again for the next move. This thing had become able-bodied men, but there was no life in them. And God said, okay, I'll teach you another thing. Prophesy to the four corners of the earth. Let me come. Now you are going to prophesy. Prophesy now to every dryness in your life. Everything you want to see, open your mouth wide so that God will see it. Begin to prophesy. I prophesy over our life today. The desire change of story in the mighty name of Jesus. This is not the time to be silent. You are simply hiding your weapon, facing the enemy. Open your mouth, prophesy, speak it. Speak. I prophesy over my life. The oil upon my life will never go dry. In the mighty name of Jesus, as I say it, I see it. My tongue is anointed with fire. As I speak, the devils bow. In the mighty name of Jesus, no dryness is permitted around my life. No dryness is permitted around my family. In the mighty name of Jesus, my children shall walk their high places. I will see my children's children. No door is permitted to be closed against me or against my family. In the mighty name of Jesus, I go forward by the authority in the mighty name of Jesus. I advance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, for all that you are doing. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Finally, on this prayer, before we call us to come out, you are just going to hold somebody. Hold somebody. Make sure you hold one person. Please, make sure you hold somebody. Amen. Make sure you hold somebody. The Bible says, whatsoever two or three of you shall agree together, as for touching, Matthew chapter 18, from verse 17, which you shall ask of the Lord, it shall be done unto you. It shall be done unto you. We are going to prophesy upon the bread of life that the bread of life will become a place where men will come into, they will receive life. Amen. We are going to decree that any sick that steps into our meeting, they will be healed. Open your mouth, begin to prophesy upon the bread of life. Whatever you want to see, begin to prophesy upon the bread of life. My Father will prophesy upon your church, will speak upon your people. Anyone that steps into our midst, they receive their possession in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sick that steps into our midst, they take delivery of their healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By your mighty power, the oil upon the altar of the bread of life shall never cease. Every time we gather, it shall be a revival gathering in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, for all you have done already. Jesus, mighty name, we have prayed. Now it is time for us to agree with us. You know you have one expectation. Don't come out here except you believe and except you are declaring it. If you know you have an expectation that you want the people, the council, the leaders to agree with you. Please come forward so that our elders will agree with you and pray. Amen. I invite the choir to please come over. Please, you have any expectation, please come forward. We have 20 minutes to do this. Please come forward and we'll agree with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Over to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.